Blog Talk Radio.
Before you're too far into what craziness, freeze-dried ice cream by She. I'd like to bring on the woman mastermind behind the entire project, straight from outer space, Miss She. How are you doing tonight, madam?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, great to hear. And where are you calling us from tonight?
I'm calling from Wisconsin, from
beautiful.
My house in Wisconsin.
America's dairy state, one of the lovely little states up north.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
My first word was cow.
Really?
Like as a baby. Yeah, it was cow.
is that common for Wisconsin? Wisconsin.
Probably
is that
either
true?
That or go pack or like cheese.
Well, being that I am from Texas, I understand the football mentality.
Oh yeah.
Because you guys do have a great football team, I will say. But how are you tonight, madam?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there after a long weekend.
Yeah, you're being a trooper. I don't want to dive too deep into the personal life, but you are a little hungover today, so I really appreciate you coming on and fighting through the hangover to
promote that
new project. Oh, yeah, you keep it real. I understand. That's what we're
Nothing's
all about.
Nothing's going to hold me down.
That's what we like to hear. That's really uplifting. But you should give our listeners a little depth in your mind of the freeze-dried ice cream scene, because this is really fucking cool. It's really like, it's like musical space. It's like one of those CDs that like you want to listen to all the way through every time that you do listen to it, because it's like so... It
Thank
gets
you
out there. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you. I should be the one thanking you.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
I used something called a chaosilator to make a lot of this, a lot of the songs, along with a lot of other samples. That first song that you played at the intro of the show, I actually used a sample of an audience. You know when like two people kiss in a sitcom and the whole audience goes,
ooh. Fuck yeah. No, I do.
I had that in like, I don't know, someday I just kind of like woke up and I was like, that sound is so hilarious. And I found a sample. It was like really easy to find. Threw it in there. And there's some other things in there too. I kind of like to use everything I can, that is available to me to make music. So not just like one instrument, but I think that like lots of musicians do that.
Oh yeah, but still, there's a ton of musicians who only, you know, stick to one thing, one sound. So for you to wake up one morning and be like, you know, I think I'm going to get that sound from when a sitcom, you know, when two people in a sitcom kiss and everybody goes, ooh, and put that in a song. Like, that's a different level of thinking, I must say, honestly.
To entertain myself.
Well, see,
that's what
art is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think art should be entertaining. It can be used for so many things. When I make music, it's like, it's always sort of an escape for me. Oh, and I also want to say that I'm kind of like a newer electronic musician. Like, I've been playing in bands and like I have a long history with music, but I just sort of started composing and like using different electronic instruments in the past few years. So I think that's why I keep branching out, is because I'm still sort of developing. But I sort of always see, like, what an artist does is supposed to, you're just always supposed to be developing and, like, trying new things.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, once an artist, I mean, like Beck, for instance, you know, Beck is, like, one of those guys that is just, like, ever since he started, he's never done the same project. Same with Neil Young, and those are the kind of people that everybody looks up to a certain degree. Like, you're gonna like one project by them at least. at least. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, as an artist, I mean, I regardless if everyone gets it all the time, you know, like as long as you
mm-hmm.
get it and you like what you're doing and it's still bringing that happiness to you, I think,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it's about. And if you can make money at it while doing it too, great. So.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's fun to, like, take risks and just kind
yeah.
of go out there and see, you know, like, well, if I do this, like, maybe people will hate this, maybe they will like it. Like, either way,
yeah.
Either way, though, like, whatever you try or whatever you decide to try, you always have your own sort of stamp on it, because as an individual, like, you made it. It's like how no two people's handwriting is the same, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't ever be afraid to just branch out and try new things, because you always be yourself, and it'll always shine through the work.
Hell yes. That was beautiful.
Aw.
No, that's what a lot of people need to hear, because a lot of people are just afraid to create because they don't think it's going to be good or whatever, and they don't realize that, you know, the best artwork
that I've
created...
It's good already.
Exactly. Exactly. The best artwork I've created has only been a conduit and a platform to create better art. So you're always bettering yourself, you know, and everyone is always different than they were a few years ago. And if you're not, like, you might need to take some serious looks in the mirror. You know?
Yeah. Or maybe you just, yeah, you're like on vacation or something. Because that actually doesn't sound that bad. Just like kind of being like in stasis for like a year. Just,
yeah.
But there's literally no time to waste in life, it seems.
Amen. Amen. And I mean,
yeah.
You and I know that, as we have talked about this, but I'll bring the listeners in. Both of us are pretty avid gardeners, and that
mm-hmm.
is one of those things that you learn while working in a garden, is there is no time to wait. And sometimes you got to cut things early. Sometimes you end up cutting things late. Sometimes you don't
mm-hmm.
end up cutting things at all because it dies. And that's a real good metaphor for life, you know? So.
Yeah. I agree. Gardening is so zen.
It is. It's exactly like music, or for me, writing, you know? It's like getting your brain to that state of beta
yeah.
waves where you can just, like, output and not even have to internalize anything or externalize anything. It's just output all
yeah.
the time. Kind of like a machine in a way.
It's like therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Gardening, I feel like gardening is so relaxing. Like, pulling weeds is so satisfying. Just, like, pulling all of the weeds, and then you look, and it's, like, a fresh, like, nice dirt, and it's all, like, loose, and, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, there's
oh,
a lot of tactile
yeah.
pleasure in gardening, too.
Definitely. Well, I mean, and, like, to have
yeah.
the availability to, like, just roll out of bed, go out into the garden, cut some kale, cut some tomatoes off, you know, and then go get some
mm-hmm.
eggs from the chicken
mm-hmm.
coop, and then there's breakfast, you know, like that's a dream.
Yeah.
And
yeah. we just made a bunch of applesauce, cinnamon applesauce, the other night
we're
from the apple trees in the yard.
Awesome.
Huh?
Yeah, ours is we're just getting ready to do that this week. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, it's starting to. We're having really the first kind of, like, it's been trying to snow all day because it's been kind of rainy, so time to gather up all everything and
mm-hmm.
can it or cook it. That's what's
mm-hmm.
about to happen.
Yep. It's
and
all
also,
in
I would like
sweeten
to
it.
Thank you for that salsa that you sent me a couple months back, because that was honestly the best salsa, some of the best salsa I've ever had. It was the best breakfast salsa, like, because it wasn't, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
too spicy. So, like, just
yeah.
throw in some eggs. So, and it, you know,
yeah.
anytime
that
you...
It was a little
you're...
sweeter.
Yeah,
the tomatoes,
it was.
The tomatoes were kind of sweeter, like, sweeter tomatoes.
Yeah, no,
I,
dude, thought, I, can,
yeah.
I can definitely tell that. It was, oof. Yeah,
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. I just wish,
yeah.
you know, I had, like, our garden is still so, like, small that it feeds three people, you know, but we're finally getting it. It should be probably next season where we'll be able to do more trades and make more things to, like, trade and send off as gifts. So
That's so great. I'm totally on like that same page with a restaurant in town. I was talking to one of their chefs about possibly growing squash like next fall. Have a bunch of squash.
Man, that and squash is so underrated. Squash is one of those things like it goes so well in every dish because it kind of like morphs with the dish. And also just like some pan-fried squash with some potatoes, like, bro, that's a great little meal, like in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. It soaks up all the flavors around it. It's a great vegetable.
Yeah.
And it comes in all different colors.
I know.
A whole rainbow.
You can have a rainbow. That was what my mom used to do. She would make a squash casserole, but she'd find as many different kinds of squash as she could, you know. And it would just be this colorful mixture of just, it was
awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
And you can get a big squash and dry it out and make a shaker drum from it with the seeds that are inside. Yeah.
Wow.
I think
you learn something new every day.
I'm not sure how to do it, but I know that it happens to squash.
Well, I'm gonna figure this out, honestly. And if you figure it out before me,
totally, yeah,
send me
totally
the details.
Google it. How to make a shaker drum from squash.
Well, I think I'm going to play the next song just because we are kind of on a time-ish limit. But
okay,
do you want to stick around or are you going to go recuperate?
I can stick around.
For sure, yeah. So we're going to play Warning Light next and, just hang on the line. I don't know, Hannah Uranus.
All right.
All right, so this next song is Warning Light by She off of Free Shot Ice Cream.
Thank you.
Yes. I want to let you know, Heather Uranushi, that this week all I did was watch season 5 of the X-Files, listen to your tape, write, do some recreational substances, and then watch the X-Files movie. And it was all, it was like one of those, and it was kind of like a cloudy, you know, a relatively cloudy week, I guess, trying to, getting ready for winter. It like, it, your music is like one of those weird, like, you just, it lifts you up and it takes you out and you're just like there with it, just floating with it. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, the I mean, like, I've messed around with the Chaos later before, so like the pure fact that you make sounds come out of that thing that sound good, like,
I love it. It's so intuitive. Like, you just kind of like massage it a little bit.
I feel like
I'm doing when I'm playing it. I'm just kind of like drawing on it with my finger, and like sounds come out.
Awesome.
I kind of loop them, do stuff like that.
It's an extension of you to a certain degree, just like RoboCop. But making you that
totally.
And saying, you know, that it has been like a cloudy week. Like, what's your favorite kind of weather to produce to? Because this is like, I mean, like, first off, it reminds me more of space than anything. And I don't know what weather's like in space, unfortunately. But it's like next to space. It's pretty cloudy day music. It's pretty cloudy, chill, like zoning out and making stuff music. Like it's. It's incredible music to honestly, like, sit down and create to, like, because it is so expansive. And, like, you feel like you're filling the spaces that aren't filled, you know, by doing what you're doing. And the spaces that aren't filled are filled. I don't even know how to describe it, honestly.
I make visual art as well, and it's similar, and it's really similar. I think it's just like a different palette. Like in visual art, you have images, and then in music, you have sounds. And then you sort of, or like what I do, I just kind of, I try to make a perfect picture, like have all the colors look good, have all the details kind of sorted, nothing too busy, nothing too like empty. And then
and
I like to have it be a little bit kind of harsher. I try to, like, have it be a little harsher because, oh, I didn't answer the weather question. my favorite weather to produce to is, like, I don't, like, pay attention to the weather. I'm, like, my head is, like, on my computer screen, and I guess I would say cloudy. But, no, I like when it looks nice out, too. The weather, but my favorite weather to produce to would probably be, like, more emotional weather. Like, when I'm experiencing some kind of, like, emotion, which is, like, often. I like to, you know, use art and music as a way to temper that storm and like also it's like therapeutic for me. It's always been a way to like escape. This album was like a story. When I started making it, I felt that it sounded quite spacey, and I think it's because of like the highly electronic nature of the Chaos Elevator. It's just got a lot of spacey sounds on there, and I just sort of started seeing like a story kind of come out through the songs. And the track we just listened to, Warning Light, is a part of the story. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like winded. I'm so excited. Okay. Warning Light is the part of the story where the light is just like you just kind of know something is wrong. Well, okay. So it starts out, you wake up in a pod in space. And then the warning light goes off, and you're like, oh, my gosh, something's wrong. And that is where we're at in the album right now.
That's fucking so cool.
That so crazy?
No, that sounds – I mean, that's that's a lot of the time what's missing from, like, music is that, like, kind of, like, you know, theme, if not, like, some kind of imagined scenario behind it or, like, some kind of, like, yeah, just theme to it. And did you make the cover art for your album?
Yeah.
Because that
yeah.
is fucking, it's awesome.
I collaged it with this, like, old box of, like, stock photography that my mom had in her studio. I, like, grabbed it and, like, found all the body parts and cut them out and then drew on them with a Sharpie and found some butterflies from another thing.
Yeah.
I love collaging.
It's a very elegantly done collage, too, because a lot of the time, especially in this new age kind of, like, whatever present day we find ourselves in is kind of like internet culture that you and I are definitely a part of. It's like, there's a lot of overkill out there. So anytime that you do get to stumble upon, you know, there's a lot of things to wade through. Whenever you do get to stumble upon, like, the actual, like, artists out there, it's super fucking refreshing to, like, to know that the things that you've been feeling and creating are felt and being created around the country as well. So, but,
I mean,
I want to continue and find out what happens in space. So, you want to continue, or are you going to bow out?
Yeah.
Or?
Drink me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think about Drink Me. That was, like, the first song I made from... No, it was the second. M16 was the first. Drink Me was the second. And, yeah, you should go ahead and play it, and I'll think about what it would say about it.
Fuck yeah. You got it, bud.
Okay. All right.
All right. I felt like just like I was in a spaceship jumping around. That's what I was trying to imagine. Like, definitely, like, there's been a problem that has been noted, and now I'm, like, running around fixing it.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's kind of like the impending doom sound is what that track was. It's kind of trying to be a little eerie. And,
yeah.
It was oddly influenced by a song off of the Scream soundtrack. Do you remember Scream, that movie? Okay. All right. There's a soundtrack. There's a song on that soundtrack by Nick Cave, and I think it's called Red Right Hand. And it's not like, I think it's more like a little country or Nick Cave style, but he definitely has an organ in that song that sounds similar to the organ that I used in that song. And it just has those, for me, like, that sound is, like, creepy because I think of the movie Scream. And that was, like, one of the first scary movies I ever saw.
Awesome. No, Nick Cave, Nick Cave and Bad Seeds, definitely one of my favorite musical projects of all time. Super, super eerie music that guy makes. Who are some of your other musical influences? Because, like, I mean, especially now that you're just now diving into electronic music, like, you have to have a very broad musical palette.
Yeah, it's always changing. I guess, like, hugely influenced by probably, like, Stereolab, bands like Stereolab and Broadcast and Chiba Motto and... I really like, I don't know, those three bands, I guess. There's so many much like, there's so many of them. But lately I've been thinking about that question, and yeah, it's definitely like the experimental electronic musicians and acts from like the 90s era. Have always been inspiring to me as far as, like, the electronic genre. I'm a really big fan of, like, all different kinds of electronic music, but as far as, like, what has inspired me, it's definitely more, like, experimental stuff and stuff from, like, when Warp Records and Ninja Tune Records, like, first started.
Ooh. Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
But I also really like shoegaze. I really like shoegaze music. I really like lush sounding, like, emotional stuff.
Aaliyah?
I like Aaliyah too. She's quite
lush.
Yeah,
Aaliyah and Timbaland. Never been a better duo. that's super. Super fucking awesome. I mean, you know, whenever anyone says 90s electronic music to me, I just pretty much go to Apex Twin and then Chemical
mm-hmm.
Brothers. But, I mean,
art teacher used to play that in, like, the art room when we were in high school in, like, my class.
That's an incredible art teacher.
We would play Stereolab. I know.
That man deserves an award.
It was a woman. She didn't even know what she was doing.
Excuse me for being just chauvinist right there.
Or do you remember, I don't know if you remember, there was like a set of CDs that came out, like the Verve remixed CDs, and they were all like remixes of old jazz and blues songs from the early 20th century.
Similar
to like what Moby started out doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
Moby's another one. Moby's really cool.
Moby is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's an easy person to hate on, but honestly, like, what was that album he released in, like, 2000? Play? That album.
Yeah.
That's, like,
Play
one of the best
amazing
albums of the past 10, 15 years. No question about it. I mean, that song him and Gwen Stefani did, the Southside song,
yeah.
Like, that song, like, I fucking love that song. I haven't even, thank you very much. I haven't thought of that song in probably 10 years. That's awesome.
Yeah, that song is awesome. Moby is like a pimp in that video. It's like riding around in like Vegas or something. I don't know. This is all my hazy memory of what that video is.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, he's like got.
But
he's
I think
got,
he's in a fur coat.
He's in a fur coat with a grill in, and he's got pinky rings. Like, that was
right,
like.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
okay.
I think, I'm pretty sure he had the Heisenberg hat on, too, which, like,
oh, man.
Man, predating Breaking Bad, that's just, that's G, that's trend-setting right there.
Oh, man.
But,
I heard that he got a lot of flack when he came out with that record from people because the samples he used were, like, were kind of, like, precious. Like, they were from an obscure musical genre, and people saw them as very precious and that he was, like, messing with them, you know, kind of, like, taking too much liberty, I think.
Oh, yeah, but if you listen to electronic music now, like...
Yeah,
like,
that's
what
it is.
I mean, that's what it is like, Moby was the first one to be like, you know, I'm going to incorporate a little bit of hip-hop influence into this and just see how that goes, and...
Yeah.
Rest is kind of history, honestly, because, like, that is... I mean, I would say the more mainstream, at least, of electronic music scene these days is just pseudo weird hip hop samples, but most of the samples are from the 70s. So, and you've heard most of the samples, so go figure.
Gunshots.
But,
samples.
Dude,
it's all gunshots.
A good sampler. Exactly, and for you to be, you know, you using the ooh, I'm going to keep coming back to that, the cum ooh, that's one of the better samples I've ever heard, you know. It's
you know,
like,
there's, like,
I think
secret
that's one
samples.
Oh, well,
this,
and you can tell that,
album.
You know what I mean? Like, subconsciously, I feel like I can tell that. Yeah, like, but maybe we should continue, just
yeah.
Because of time constraints.
Definitely. And
we'll continue down the hallway.
Okay, yeah, because you just realize that something's wrong and then kind of have been contemplating mortality for 3 minutes.
Yeah, no, and I
or however
really,
long
I'm, you know, yeah, I'm always contemplating mortality. And also, I'd like
right?
to say thank you for contemplating mortality and sticking it out tonight. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I feel like I'm kind of, like, driven by adrenaline at this point.
For
I'm
sure.
Surprised
no,
I'm surprised at myself, but this is fun.
I can guarantee you at least one of our listeners out there is nursing a hangover. I actually know that one of our listeners is nursing a hangover there. So shout out to Austin. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, shout out.
But,
shout out, man.
But, yeah, no, down the hallway we continue.
Okay. Yeah.
running down the hallway, and then at the end you're sliding into the compartment at the last second before aliens or explosion or something. That's what I got from that. That's just
wonderful.
That's a dream. Yes.
That sound in there, that like sound.
Yeah.
That sound was something like that. When I was playing that, I was like laughing because to me it sounded like a cat singing, like what it would sound like if a cat was singing.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
I
can feel
this is
that.
Awesome. and added into my fantasy situation of anxiety and terror, it sort of turned into like this character where the cat has glowing eyes and it's like singing to you and it's telling you that you're going to die or that it's not looking good. Yeah.
Have you thought about like maybe translating this into like a short film? or like a book?
You know, if there's any film directors out there who'd like to make it into a film, I think that'd be great. I don't know if I have the time. I'm always doing so many things, but I love making videos, too.
Awesome. Well, yeah, do you have anywhere besides, you should tell us your Bandcamp and any websites that you have and where you can be found on the interwebs, because that's always a good thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely have a Bandcamp. You can search me under She with 3 S's and 3 E's and 2 H's, which is my initials, HH. there's already a DJ She, actually, just a musician She. I just found out like last week, and it's just plain She, like She. And don't get us confused, because that She is more popular than me and like really big, I think, in Europe and I think in Japan too. So that's not me, but I'm done with those letters.
Bandcamp,
and I have a SoundCloud page with links to some videos I made and a video of me playing the Chaos Elator for the first time.
Awesome.
My friend was recording me.
That's awesome.
One night
and,
when we were out.
Just out on the town causing chaos. With a K.
We were making the video for the GeoCities remix that I did called Letter to Elise, and it's a remix of The Cure. And my friend Emily was visiting from wherever the hell she was in Europe. She kind of lives like all over Europe, but she was visiting, and I wanted to make a video with her because she's really beautiful and like eclectic looking and acting and I don't know, it's kind of like a longer story actually, but there's a link to that video where you can see my beautiful friend Emily and hear a remix I did of The Cure, and that's on my SoundCloud. I have a Twitter, it's protected, but I will let anybody like follow me. I'm not really that protective of it. I do have a Facebook page too. Facebook page as well. Yes, a Facebook page. So I'm kind of like all over the internet. I have a Tumblr, but that's like kind of unrelated.
Oh, that's totally related. We're big fans of Tumblr on this show, as you know.
Oh, awesome.
CheeseburgerNebula.tumblr.com. Go read some poetry. What's your Tumblr name?
I follow you. My Tumblr is called Cyber Gems.
Cyber Gems.
I post animated GIFs that I find in old GeoCities websites.
See,
I love combing
Tumblr
through old people's weird pages.
Yeah, Tumblr is like Facebook on drugs, pretty much. Like, people are weird
as
shit over there.
Yeah, I can see why it's so popular. It's like completely visual. It's sort of weirdly anonymous. in a way, because it's, like, yeah. not a site where you have, like, a profile. It's just, you're just kind of represented by all the images on your blog.
Yeah, definitely.
So, instant,
yeah,
it's instant gratification, too. There's always, like, jokes and boobs and fashion and everything.
So,
anything
so
your heart
porn,
could desire.
So much weed, so much
cheeseburgers.
Like, it's just, like, any kind of vice that anyone has is just, like, on display and totally accepted.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's cool.
It's a good place.
God bless, man. But let's do the title track, the freeze-dried ice cream, because
all right.
we're keeping it real like that. Hell yeah.
All right.
Beautiful. All right, freeze-dried ice cream off of freeze-dried ice cream.
It's because when you, so you're on the spaceship and you're like, oh my gosh, something's wrong. And then you're like, okay, I'm definitely going to die because the cat with the glowing eyes told me I was going to die. And then this one, you, well, this is what I would do if I was trapped in space about to die. I would probably try to, you go in the kitchen and you find the ice cream and you just eat it all because it's just like, I want to experience pleasure before I leave this planet. So
yeah, definitely.
I would probably
That's
eat
logic.
All of the freeze-dried ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you just kind of, like, drift off into sleep anyway because of maybe so cool and happy. Yeah, no, that's a...
As the tank slowly loses oxygen or whatnot. Yeah.
The cat with glowing eyes.
I know, it's like, it's so dark, but my first project, my second project wasn't this dark. I think, yeah.
Well,
my next project might not be as dark.
Life is one of those things where we're all, you know, it's longer than a CD and it's longer than a book, but everything ends. So to a certain degree, like, at least you're having fun and eating freeze-dried ice cream before you die, you know? Like, that's kind of you got to do something fun before you die. I think that, to me, is kind of the moral of the story now that you've explained it, you know? It's like, yeah, life's pretty scary or, you know, space is pretty scary, but there's still ice cream, so.
Yeah.
Not
there's
all bad.
Pleasure to be had.
Exactly. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
even in the bad moments.
Exactly. Even in the bad moments. And especially in the bad moments, I think, just because, like, that's when it really counts. That's when you're, all the things that you know, make you happy and all those things, that's when you get to pull them up and be like, you know, I can be thankful for this.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yes, definitely. I feel, like, really thankful all the time just because of my circumstances and that I enjoy what I do. And I also work to do what I do. And, yeah, I feel lucky even when I'm feeling unlucky or something.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's what it's about, feeling lucky when you're, even when you're unlucky. Playing your cards regardless of what you have, just because you have them. But after you eat the freeze-dried ice cream, you end up on Moon X? Is that
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, so it's not really a perfect story, but Moon X was sort of based on a dream I had that is space related. Maybe it can be in the story in the form of, like, a memory. Like, as you're eating the ice cream, you're like, you're remembering this story.
Or even the last thing that you see, you know, because you are just kind of floating through space, so you could just be looking at Moon X.
Yeah, Moon X could be, like, the last thing you think of. But the dream I had was of walking into, like, a diner and sitting down in a booth and touching a napkin dispenser, and, like, a beam of light shot out of the napkin dispenser, and, like, I jumped in the light and was, like, traveling through space on, like, in this beam of light. And this sounds so crazy. Okay, it was a dream. And ended up on, like, another planet where there was a prison of sorts. It was, like, a jail, and there's people in it. And that was, like, the inspiration for Moon X.
It was like
you gotta escape this fucking Moon X. It's like a jail where they abduct people or something and like put them in cages.
What? that's some serious X-Files shit, dude.
Yeah, you know, it is X-Files stuff, and I'm such a fan of that show, I wouldn't be surprised if it influenced my dreams a little bit.
You know, everybody here at Earl and Tiny Amp and Literary Underground, huge X-Files fans. So, you know, you ever find yourself in Denver, you've got so many houses to stay at.
And watch the X-Files at.
Oh yeah.
People
can
watch
that's,
the X-Files
I mean,
with me.
That's a given.
That's all
you walk into
I ever
the
wanted.
House and X-Files is on already. I'm just
beautiful.
Kidding,
Denver sounds lovely.
And you also, this was on, wasn't this song on a compilation too?
Yeah, it was on a compilation for an internet friend, Jonah Milo, who was going through something, and a good friend of his made a compilation for people to purchase, and I was more than happy to give a track of mine to there, and I thought that it also kind of related a little bit, and yeah, I was definitely happy to do it, and I'm glad that it seems that the trouble is beginning to be over or over. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. No, because I'm friends with a good portion of, or at least some of those same individuals as well. And friends, seriously, in this day and age,
yeah.
It's such a very, very shaky word. And when I, you know, I and by friend I mean like we are acquaintances through virtual internet, that compilation. What is the name of it? I do not remember right off the top of my head.
I think it's called Free Jono.
I think so.
Free
too,
Jono, a compilation. Yeah.
Yeah, and that it's awesome. There's tons of internet superstars on there. Definitely, like, on a real note.
Totally.
And it,
as
there's
seen
a really,
on the internet.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah, it's hard to imagine that all these people are alive and living everywhere, too, a lot of the time, too. You just kind of, like, you're like, man, you know, they're, because, I mean, I live on the computer, so I do understand it from a certain degree, but, yeah.
It's cool. It allows people
who
can like live pretty much anywhere, and you can still be kind of like tuned in, you know, just because you live in the country doesn't mean you have to listen to country music and wear cowboy boots, you know.
Definitely.
The internet is there for you. It has everything you need.
And you can order pizza.
You can do anything. I think there was an experiment at some point. Somebody was given like a checking account and a computer in an empty house, and they had to like live for a couple weeks or something.
Cool. I wish I was.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. Could do that.
Definitely not at all. Especially when that probably was around the time Silk Road was up. So I would have. I've been all about that.
I never got on Silk Road. I came really close to trying one day,
dangerously
just out of curiosity.
I came close to ordering something one time, but it was like one of those things where it was like I was gonna like order it with someone else's card, and it was gonna get sent to someone else's house. To those people weren't even really knew each other. It was way too sketch. Like I even feel sketch talking about it. Now, like this, and it didn't even come to fruition. So, like,
right? Yeah, no, you didn't even do anything.
The internet's a beautiful place.
I like the idea, though. I love the idea of like a free marketplace on the internet where you don't pay with the money that they give you. You pay with Bitcoin, which is
Bitcoin is the way of the future.
You think it's worth.
Exactly. Regardless of what, if Bitcoin is named Bitcoin 10 years from now, I feel like Bitcoin is what the future holds for everybody instead of like a one world currency printed by a centralized bank or like multi currencies printed by centralized banks. Just, hey, barter trading system with my value as a human being. Because it's interesting, this week, sports players started selling themselves on the stock market. So you could like, buy a sports player, you know, or Arian Foster.
They have, like, shareholders?
Well, there was the first, I guess I should word it better, the first athlete went public this week, and more athletes are soon to follow in the upcoming week. So you can,
cool. Okay, so, well, you know, it makes sense because corporations became people, so now people are becoming
viable
on the stock
market. More than a pretty much like corporate labeled number to a certain degree. You are your own, you're a number, so that in and of itself is sort of a corporation because you,
mm-hmm.
you pay taxes every year. So that in
mm-hmm.
and of itself is you being a personal corporation. So yeah, the government
yeah.
already views everybody as a corporation. It's just if people are wise enough to know that they are corporations, whereas like you and I in the art world, like, man, if that does catch
well,
on.
Well, our
like,
generation is like branding.
Yeah.
You know, we're all, like, all about the branding. We're all, like, little mini corporations and
exactly,
kind of in the way that we...
Each other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there was something...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that last song, Moon X, it also features vocals from Shirley Manson of Garbage, the front woman of Garbage. And she was
mm-hmm.
just saying, well, I like reggae, I like... a bit of soul, and she's talking about all the different genres of music she likes. And then at the very end, she's just like, yeah, you know, like, whatever I like. I don't remember, but then she says respect to the masses and, like, her awesome Irish accent. It just sounds so cool. And
yeah.
I found it in the GeoCities somewhere. Somebody had, like, a... old file of a Shirley Manson interview because people used to like share stuff like that on their websites, like Shirley Manson fan site and like Garbage fan
yeah.
site. Check out my friend's Oasis page. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that concept is that's crazy to me. You know, like websites have like evolved so much to this point where they're not even like. A website in 1996 was so had such a different
connotation. It seems like it was so much more DIY.
Yeah,
back then.
It certainly was. But
now it's like everything
you know,
is templated, kind of.
But that's because
maybe.
I mean, have you ever written your own code? Because it's not.
No.
It's not fun.
I'd love to have that skill though.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a skill that is necessary, and I, you know, I have, like, 1% understanding of it, because, like, the guy that I work with, his girlfriend is, like, she's, like, one of those, like, people who, like, she can pick up something super quick and is just pretty much, like, a genius when it comes to things like that. So, like,
nice.
Yeah, she built this whole app, and just watching her sit down and write code was the most... It's like watching someone sit down and write Japanese. You don't know what's going on. It's like, that's beautiful. I'm glad that you're doing that. It's making something, but what are you doing? Like, but yeah, we should play Moon X just because. Yes.
Did we just listen to that? Or no, that's the next song.
No,
right?
we were so good at like we just talked about it for like 10 minutes. So we just like previewed the song for 10 minutes. It's gonna be epic. I hope everybody's ready for it. Are you ready for it?
A little, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard it so many times.
Fair enough. Well, you don't have to listen if you don't want to.
Oh,
but.
I will.
All right.
It sounds completely different on the iPhone.
It does. Yeah, listening on phones is it's a trippy thing.
Very, very lo-fi.
Very lo-fi.
And not in a good way. But it's interesting. It's cute. It's actually interesting, kind of, a little bit.
I bet. I mean, just being able to hear your own music, because I've made music before. It's not good whatsoever. But being able to hear it in different lights, whether it be on a CD in your car or on your headphones
yeah.
or in the midst of production or... You know,
mm-hmm.
my friends run a tape label, so whenever you get to hear it on tape, whenever you hear
oh, yeah.
stuff on vinyl,
that's,
everything has
that's
its
the
own
moment.
Sound. Yes.
I can't wait to put my stuff on tape. I'm so excited.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely know ways to help you do DIY.
I know, I'm so, like, I just do it all myself. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered with other people helping me. I need to do
it
all.
You know, that's how I am. It's like, you know, like, I can do everything myself, so I might as well. But honestly, I'm going to play this next song now.
All right, awesome.
swag is what the kids say these days. And that's what I would say
yes,
to that.
Yes, they do.
As well.
I can't even
I really
say
like
that word. I sound so ridiculous when I say that word. I don't know if it's, you know, just from Wisconsin kind of thing, but we do really long A's and O's, like A and O.
Swag.
So I say swag, it's like swag. I can't even do it. I can't even do it. I won't do it.
That's fair enough.
Swag.
You know, and we support saying swag in an ironic fashion here, but other than that, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that word.
You could say it. It works.
Well, thank
it
you.
Works.
You know, I've really tried hard on my non-regional diction. You know, being growing up in Texas, it can be really easy to spot a Texan out of the room. So,
yeah,
you know, in Colorado.
I feel like I can't tell.
Well, thank you. It's, once again, you know, it's just a little something I picked up. No big deal. No big deal. But, yeah, I mean, we are drawn to a close here tonight, and I want to thank you once again for just powering through, hangover and all, because that is, like I was telling you before the show, I've done a show before with a hangover, and it was one of the worst shows that's ever happened. Like, it was like one of those that just needed to probably not exist. I don't even know if it exists anymore.
I really want to hear that show, honestly. It sounds like it might be kind of funny.
I might have a file of it somewhere that I'll be able to send you. But, yeah, no, it was really it was sad.
Aww.
It was just, yeah, it was like I turned a fan on somewhere in the middle of it to just, like, stand in front of and, like, you know, like, it was just, like, not well thought out. Like, not at all. It was really kind of drunk. So.
Well, hey, you know, YOLO.
YOLO indeed. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
I'm so happy that I had the chance to come on here and talk about the EP and everything that kind of went into it and, you know, what it sort of means. And, yeah, so thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Anna, it was a pleasure, honestly. It was really fucking cool to, like, dive into your mind to a certain degree and get to see, you know, how you are thinking a little bit whenever you want to get creative, because, like, that brings out the creativeness in others. So from an artist communal standpoint, I appreciate you just not having – because, like, DIY is a hard thing to do because you're doing everything, you know? And I, like – it's, like, something that I respect so much, and so much more that I respect even a lot of the most respected artists, you know? Like, of course I respect them, but, like, to be able to sit down, come up with a concept for a 7-song album or however many it is, come up with the artwork for it, do all the promotion for it, you know? Like, that is a
But it's, like, it's kind of, like, work that I enjoy doing. So
yeah,
it doesn't really feel like work
love.
To me, but it definitely takes time.
I'm in the process. I've got a couple of books coming out next year. And when I say next year, I mean, like, probably around this time next year, because, like, that's, you know, how long it's going to take to – that's how long things take to come to fruition. Like, it's a, it's not easy, and it's not easy to continue, especially in the midst of the battle. So, you know, the pure fact that you're out there killing it is so fucking refreshing, rewarding, and awesome. And, like, once again, I just, you know, I generally do, like, I don't know, I always get really fanboy with DIY people, like, across the country. It's so fucking, it's so real, you know what I mean? Like, it's so unwatered down, it's not diluted at all, it's like you.
It needs to be
pure. It's quintessential Hannah, so I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you again, but, yeah, you're always welcome on the show. You know, if you ever see that I've posted it to you and you just feel like calling in, feel free. We have got a couple of other constant guests who do that as well. So
cool.
You know.
There's a thought.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea what's happening.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know. I need to click that button. But, yeah, that was
cool.
Exciting. Yeah. Well, again,
well,
thank you,
Anna. I'm working on some tapes in the future and probably a short tour next year, so.
Well, fuck yeah. Well, and if you're coming to Denver, I can definitely help you out with that, so just let me know.
Heck yeah. I should totally go to Denver.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Watch some X-Files, and I'll bring applesauce.
Dude, yeah, no, you come, you got a place to stay, we'll make a trade of fresh fruits, vegetables, and canned things.
Sweet.
And
sounds,
books and CDs.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, you have a wonderful night. Sleep
you
well.
Too.
And, yeah, nurse that hangover to oblivion.
It's almost gone. I feel so much better, actually, after doing this. Like, I have a new energy or something.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Well, yeah.
So thank
made
you.
Minor, yeah, of course. Yeah. So no, any time. So.
If only
yeah.
Every time I had a hangover, I could do a fun radio show.
Well,
maybe
know,
that could
be
a concept.
Yeah,
I like
there
that
you
concept.
Go.
I'll work on it.
There you go. No, that's definitely a good goal to aspire to. I think I don't. That's a trend-setting thing once again. I don't think too many people have done that.
Listen to me talk for hours with a hangover. Tune in.
Got the fan on. At some point, you could talk behind the fan, too. Give you the Darth Vader voice.
Uh-huh.
That'd be pretty
uh-huh.
Good. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Anna. And I'm sure I'll talk to you soon in cyberspace in some form or another.
I'll see you on the internet.
Yep.
Thank you for anybody who's listening, too. Anybody who may have... listened and enjoyed. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
Do I hang
bye.
Up first? Okay.
I mean,
bye.
You can if you want to.
I will. Hanging up.
All right.
Bye.
Later, dog. And that was, of course, she. And that was Earl Presents Tiny Inverse of Literary Underground. We're going to end tonight with Death Dream, very last track off of Free Jet Ice Cream. Thank you, whoever is listening out there. You're beautiful. Take a look in the mirror and kiss yourself and drink some cold water. You deserve it. Trust me.